Tomorrow is World Refugee Day, and the Idaho Office for Refugees will hold its annual downtown celebration in Boise. It's become tradition for that event to feature a naturalization ceremony for new citizens. This year, 14 refugees will take their oaths as Americans. Adam Cotterell introduces us to one of them.
Benjamin Rudakonga fled his home in Rwanda during the infamous genocide of the 90s. He spent more than a decade in a refugee camp before being sent somewhere he'd never heard of, Boise, Idaho. Rudakonga says he's spent the last 5 years studying for his citizenship test, and he aced it. But for just a second, he forgot who was president during World War II.
I can remember it should be Franklin Roosevelt.
Rudakonga says he wants to be a citizen so he can have all the rights Americans have. First, he says he wants to vote.
To be a citizen of the USA, I'm very proud of that. I'm very excited and happy for that.
But Rudakonga says with all that he's getting from his citizenship, he knows he's also giving something up as well. He says he'll never forget where he came from and may go back to visit someday. But if he does, he won't go as a Rwandan. He'll be an American. And he says he's okay with that. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.